activist afternoon edition with me, Drusilla Mokoso Joki. In our top stories, the President of the Republic has outlined modalities for the preparation of the 2025 state budget, which includes accent on priority areas for growth and development, among them the acceleration of the decentralization process, construction and improved access to water and electricity. Stakeholders in Cameroon's electoral process have until November the 10th, 2024, to verify and report irregularities in the provisional electoral registers made public today in Yaoundé by the Director General of Elections. And in sports, Cameroon wins two bronze medals in separate categories and is seeking to bag gold in three others at the Senior African Boxing Championship underway in Kinshasa. Those were top stories, but first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Winston Lepga. The President of the Republic has signed a circular fixing modalities in preparation of the 2025 state budget. It contains major orientations guiding members of government and regional governors in the elaboration of the finance bill. The document also defines priority areas for government action, which include ensuring better access to potable water, electricity, health care and education, among others. The documentary film, Paul Biya, The Great Statesman with an Extraordinary Destiny, will be aired in Bamenda on Saturday, October 26. The film shall be projected at the Esplanade of the Office of the Mesam Senior Divisional Officer. In a news release, the acting head of the Northwest Permanent Regional Delegation of the CPDM Central Committee, Political Bureau member, Senator Regina Mundi, calls on party members, sympathizers, as well as heads of permanent divisional delegations, not to miss the opportunity. A four-day vaccination campaign against polio has been launched in Cameroon. It targets over 6 million children aged 0 to 5 years old. Over 200 health districts in the country are concerned. Parents are expected to adhere to the operation that seeks to immunize their children against poliomyelitis. Political parties in the country, as well as registered voters, have up till November the 10th to report any irregularities concerning their details in the electoral registers before the final copies of the document are published in December. The Director General of Elections, Dr. Ruth Esusi, has announced that the provisional electoral registers for 2024 have been published and can be checked at ELECAM branches, embassies and consular offices. In sports, Cameroon's SMH Velo Club will be taking part in the 32nd cycling tour of Burkina Faso that begins tomorrow, Friday, October 25. Cameroon has never won the 10-lap tour. Team captain Clovis Thompson Obosan and mates are looking forward to savoring their first victory. In boxing, three Cameroonian boxers that will have bouts in the final of the 21st African Boxing Championship taking place in Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Thank you for being with us. Deliberations at the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in the Polynesian island state of Samoa are set to go on higher heights tomorrow, when heads of government from the 56 member countries of the organization begin their two-day meeting to define the policies of the body. Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dangote, who's representing the President of the Republic of Cameroon at the event, attended a dinner today organized by Samoan authorities for heads of state. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiata reports.
The independent state of Samoa, which counts roughly 210,000 inhabitants, according to a 2024 survey, is proud to be the first out of the 33 small states and island nations of the Commonwealth to host the heads of government meeting. The joy was evident during the official reception and state banquet organized at the Samoan Football Federation Hall in Apia Park. A moment for the country, with its 97% Christian population, to present the richness of its culture to the guests. Messages from the various speakers during the banquet underscored the wisdom behind the decision to take the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting to small states and island nations which face challenges related to the climate and to development. The Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, who is representing President Paul Biya at Chogum 2024, was amongst the guests who attended the state banquet. An opportunity for Joseph Diongute to meet with familiar faces in a relaxed atmosphere. The state banquet has paved the way for the heads of government meeting, which begins on Friday. In the meantime, delegates attending Chogum 2024 were busy across different venues Thursday, brainstorming on challenges facing the Commonwealth, an intergenerational dialogue, the foreign ministers' meeting, an advocacy session for the girl child in the Commonwealth, and side events focusing on the implementation of the Commonwealth Ocean Declaration, as well as on tree planting and the carbon offset program, were amongst the event organized on Thursday. From Apia in Samoa, Christian Cheatam, Chogum 2024.
Thank you, Christian Cheatam. And back in Cameroon, onto one of our headline stories. Fast-tracking the devolution of competences, especially in the areas of primary and secondary education, the construction of infrastructure in agricultural basins, and the reduction of inadequacies in the provision of basic necessities such as water and electricity have been defined as priorities of the 2025 state budget. These public policy options outlined in a circular signed by President Paul Biya yesterday, fixing modalities in the preparation of the 2025 finance bill. Albert Njembonde comes back on the salient points of that circular.
It is a 21-page document divided in four segments explaining from the macroeconomic context under which the finance bill will be elaborated, marked by persistent conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East and climate change affecting agricultural yields, to the state's public policy objectives, general budget policy guidelines and practical modalities in the preparation of the state budget. In line with public policy objectives, the government intends to prioritize border security and pursuing the disarmament, demobilization and reintegration process, the disenclavement of agricultural basins, as well as continued efforts in the reduction of inadequacies in the provision of water, electricity and low-cost housing. Government also intends to strengthen its support for businesses and also pursue the transfer of resources to regional and local authorities in the areas of primary and secondary education. To get to this end, the state intends to improve on governance by streamlining expenditure and enhancing transparency, and also continue efforts in the broadening of the tax base while consolidating successes recorded in 2024 in the collection of customs revenue. All in all, the circular signed this Wednesday by President Paul Biya, which projects a 4.2% growth rate, is in line with Cameroon's international commitments with the International Monetary Fund and its 2030 strategic development options.
Economists in the Littoral region say Cameroon's budgetary policy must be based on its economic assets. They explain that investment incentives, consumer education and broadening the tax base are the keystones to achieving the projected growth rate of 4.2%. A Littoral regional correspondent, Gladys Atemba Chechumabanla, caught up with the Douala-based economist Daniel Claude Abati and filed in the report that follows.
The littoral region accounts for almost 80% of the state fiscal revenue. As such, the region has the capacity to meet the objectives assigned to it in terms of revenue collection. According to economic experts like Daniel Claude Abati, the international economic environment, however, presents some challenges, notably the war in Ukraine and the situation in the Middle East that continues to prevail, affecting oil prices and slowing down economic growth. That notwithstanding, there are key moves in the national economy that can still trigger growth.
Heard about the merger and the acquisition of one industrial group from Cameroon who bought another group from Gabon. These are signs that there are really opportunities. You know, there are more banks opening and growing.
Reforms and efforts made by the government to improve the business environment can also yield more pronounced impact.
I hope that the government will undertake these reforms, whether on the land administration or the reforms of the labor laws or even some practical reform like the business law jurisdictions.
This growth, economic experts say, can be maximized if the government undertakes all economic structural reforms needed and continues to support the private sector. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla, CRTV News, Douala.
We stay in Douala, where the city council is redoubling efforts through a project to promote the development and improve the health and well-being of its population. The steering committee of the Urban Governance Project funded by the WHO has met in its first session in Douala to validate an action plan. Cynthia Iteam reports.
Inaccessibility to potable water, quality health care services, poor hygiene and sanitation, as well as urban disorders, are some challenges rocking the city of Douala over the years. To ameliorate this situation so as to give the city a befitting facelift, the Douala City Council entered into an agreement with the World Health Organization in 2020, resulting to the Urban Governance Health and Wellbeing Project 2024-2025. The plan is expected to implement some 220 development projects which will improve the livelihoods of the population. Simon Edouard Ekoto is an environmental and health specialist at the Douala City Council.
There are many projects, and some are already being executed. For example, Douala 5, 4, and 3 are benefiting. The Douala Clean City is also part of the project.
30% of the project, which cost over 58 billion CFA francs, will be covered by local councils. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
And to another headline story. Provisional electoral registers for 2024 have been published, and political parties and electors can now verify their accuracy at Elecan branches, embassies, and consular posts. The Director General of Elections, Dr. Eric Esuse, made the announcement today during a press conference in Yaoundé. Political parties and voters have until November the 10th, 2024, to report any irregularities before the final national register is published. Rita Yosembom now reports on the key issues highlighted during the press conference.
Following an 8-month revision process, Elecam, in collaboration with local commissions, has come out with updated electoral registers across council branches nationwide and in diplomatic posts abroad. Dr. Esuse noted that between January 1st and August 31st, 2024, voter enrollment, modifications, corrections, transfers, and admissions were carried out under the supervision of commissions composed of Elecam representatives, local administrations, municipal councils, and political parties. Voters and political parties now have until November 10, 2024, to review the provisional registers. And if any irregularities are detected, such as errors in biographic data like names and birth details, or biometric data like fingerprints and photographs, the concerned individuals are urged to report them to the Revision Commission or the Divisional Supervisory Commission for correction. He further reminded political actors to adhere to the established legal channels for addressing concerns instead of resorting to unfounded claims through the media. The final National Voter Register is scheduled for publication on December 30th, 2024.
In the meantime, the Director General of Elections, Dr. Eric Esuse, has urged electors to report any irregularities to the Revision Commission or the Divisional Supervisory Commission for corrections. Here is an excerpt of his press declaration selected by Rita Yosembong.
We are calling on political parties and electors to go to Elecam council branches, Cameroon embassies and consular posts abroad not later than the 10th of November 2024 to verify this register. And in case they notice any irregularities or omissions, contact the Revision Commission or, where possible, the competent Divisional Supervisory Commission to ensure that these are corrected before publication of the National Register of Voters not later than the 30th of December 2024.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
Sixteen minutes after 3 p.m., you're listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. Over 6 million children under the age of 5 years across Cameroon are expected to be vaccinated against poliomyelitis in the next 4 days. This is the objective of a polio vaccination campaign organized by the Ministry of Public Health as part of activities to mark the 2024 World Poliomyelitis Day. Colette Jani reports.
Cameroon this October 24 joins Nigeria, Chad, Niger and the Central African Republic to organize this four-day vaccination campaign in response to the outbreak of the type 2 variant of the poliovirus in the sub-region. The campaign targets children from 0 to 5 years who will receive 2 drops of the vaccine and children between the ages of 0 to 59 months who have missed one or more routine vaccination, with the goal to reach over 6,700,000 children for the first round and over 3,500,000 children for the second round. The polio vaccines will be administered in some selected 202 health districts as well as through a door-to-door administration in marketplaces, churches, chief palaces and school campuses. Officials of the Ministry of Public Health have called on parents to adhere to the campaign in order to stop the spread of the poliovirus in Cameroon. The campaign that ends on October 27 is part of activities for the 2024 edition of the World Poliomyelitis Day, which is being commemorated under the theme, A Global Mission to Reach Every Child.
And parents with children aged between 0 to 5 years in the East region have been encouraged to have them vaccinated against poliomyelitis. The Secretary General at the East Governor's Office, Theophile Ngoa Beina, made the call today while launching the vaccination campaign in that region. We'll have details with Jérôme Belobo.
Through this vaccination campaign against the polio epidemic, the Ministry of Public Health aims to eradicate the poliovirus in the East region. Albert Mambo Maka is Regional Health Delegate. There have been a number of observations on the field, and these observations particularly affect us here in the East region. The first being that there were a few cases which were detected in our country, and two of them were detected here in the East. The target of this campaign are children aged 0 to 5 years, and to reach them, new strategies have been put in place. Christine Kenge, Regional Coordinator of the Expanded Vaccination Program. From today, the vaccination teams will go from door to door to vaccinate our targets. These teams will also go to large gathering places such as schools, markets, churches and mosques, as well as road tolls. The launch of this vaccination campaign was an opportunity for the Secretary General at the East Governor's Office, Theophile Ngweya Mbena, to call on parents to collaborate for the success of this campaign. Bertwa, Jérôme Belobo, CRTV.
And in the far north region, the population of some 5 divisions now have access to constant power supply due to the inauguration of a 50 megavolt power transformer in Marua by the governor of the region, Miji Yawa Bakari, in the presence of the Director General of the Multinational Electricity Transmission Commission, Bemi Nyanya Victor. The power transformer, to the tune of 1 billion TFF francs, has helped to improve on the living conditions of the local population, as it will contribute in the acute energy deficit problem. In solving the acute energy deficit problem, Emos Enyonya Kedagbo with the details.
Through the inauguration of the Marua Power Transformer Substation, the energy deficit in some 5 divisions of the Far North region will see a permanent end. Dr. Sali Babani, City Mayor for Marua.
I would like to thank the head of state who gave us the opportunity today to put in service the transformer here, Independence of Energy.
The inauguration of the transformer translates the actions of the head of state, President of the Republic, Paul Biya, to completely solve the energy challenges in the Far North region. Mbemi Nyak Nga Victor, Director General of the National Electricity Transmission Commission, says more is to come.
This power transformer of 50 MVA is a huge investment, and you see that now the tension is very correct.
Local administrative authorities hail the action of the government. Mijiyawa Bakari, Governor of the Far North region.
When you have electricity, you have development. It's the basic of every development, school, hospital, so forth and so on.
The inauguration of the Marua power transformer is proof of President Paul Biya's commitment in ensuring the reconstruction of the Far North region destroyed by Boko Haram atrocities. Marua, Amos Enonyaket, Agbo, CLTV News.
On to sports, two Cameroonian boxers, Dorian Engola Nyangono in the 48-kilogram and Beb Josh in the 86-kilogram categories, have already won two bronze medals for the country at the ongoing Senior African Boxing Championship in Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo. Three other Cameroon boxers will fight for gold in their different categories this Friday and Saturday. Ben Collins, New Beirut.
Cameroon's hopes for gold medals at the ongoing Senior African Boxing Championship in Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo, rest on Wang Marshall in 48 kilograms category, Ongeni Chimimari Victorine in 75 kilograms category, and Kweye Bernadette in the plus 81 kilograms category. Bernadette seeks revenge against her opponent, who denied her gold in the 2023 championship in Cameroon. Cameroon's boxing team coach, Alain Didier Ngacha, expressed confidence in his boxers ahead of their finals.
Where we train our boxers is for gold. Wang Marshall against GR Congo, Ongeni Timi against Morocco, and Kay Bernadette against Morocco. We can count on all of them because they are ready psychologically, physically, tactically. If the referee is correct, we could have three gold medals.
In addition to the gold medal contenders, two Cameroonian boxers have already secured bronze medals. Nyangono Engola Dorian in the 48 kilograms category and George Pep in 86 kilograms category. With the finals approaching this Friday and Saturday, Cameroon's boxing team is poised for success, building on its existing momentum.
And we are their biggest fans. Thank you, Ben Collins, New Beirut. Before we go, we bring you this announcement from our partners.
Gain time, pay tuition and examination fees in just few seconds and in a very safe way. Dial *126*007# or go to minisecpay.cm. Enter your matricule, pay and download your receipt. The Minister of Finance, considering the significant interest observed in recent days regarding the filing of tax returns, hereby informs non-professional taxpayers subject to the annual personal income tax declaration that the deadline for submission has been extended to the 1st of December 2024. Additionally, the Minister of Finance commends the numerous taxpayers who have already voluntarily fulfilled this tax obligation. The Minister of Finance further emphasizes that non-compliance with this filing obligation will result in the enforcement of penalties as stipulated in the Manual of Tax Procedures. To further assist the concerned taxpayers in meeting their filing requirements, dedicated support teams have been deployed at their respective tax offices and within the Directorate General of Taxation, along with an online assistance mechanism including a toll-free call center 8200, an electronic assistance platform help desk accessible via the homepage of the Directorate General of the Taxation's website, which reads www.support.harmony2.cm. A messaging service specifically for taxpayers residing abroad through the phone number 691-881-881. The Minister of Finance informs taxpayers, legal persons and legal arrangements that a nationwide awareness campaign on tax obligations relating to transparency and beneficial ownership will be organized from the 7th to the 29th of October 2024. The said tax obligations provided for by the 2023 finance law is part of efforts to combat tax evasion and money laundering. As a result, an IT platform has been put in place by the Directorate General of the Taxation to facilitate filing obligations by concerned taxpayers. Finally, the Minister of Finance invites concerned taxpayers to massively attend seminars organized to this effect in order to fully benefit from this awareness campaign. The Minister of Finance counts on the participation of all. Gain time, pay tuition and examination fees in just few seconds and in a very safe way. Dial *126*007# or go to minesecpay.cm. Enter your matricule, pay and download your receipt.
And now to NCRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. The President of the Republic has outlined modalities for the preparation of the 2025 state budget, which includes accent on priority areas for growth and development, among them the acceleration of the decentralization process, construction and improved access to water and electricity. Stakeholders in Cameroon's electoral process have until November the 10th, 2024, to verify and report irregularities in the provisional election registers made public today in Yaoundé by the Director General of Elections. And in sports, Cameroon wins two bronze medals in separate categories and is seeking to bag gold in three others at the Senior African Boxing Championship underway in Kinshasa. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Drusilla Mokoso Joki. Up next is a summary of the news in the French language with Eliane Matsingum. Bon après-midi.
Bon après-midi. Budget de l'État du Cameroun pour l'exercice 2025. Le chef de l'État, Paul Biya, fixe le cap. C'est à travers une circulaire rendue publique hier mercredi adressée au gouvernement en prélude à la préparation du dit budget. La dite circulaire donne des orientations bien précises et fixe notamment les objectifs prioritaires de l'action publique, les orientations générales de la politique budgétaire ainsi que les dispositions pratiques pour l'élaboration du budget. 27e sommet des chefs d'État et de gouvernement du Commonwealth, l'ouverture officielle du forum aura lieu demain dans la capitale Samoane. Le représentant personnel du chef de l'État, Paul Biya, est attendu au dîner officiel qu'offre le premier ministre des îles Samoa, Fiam Naomi Matafa, en fonction depuis le 24 mai 2021. Occasion pour le chef du gouvernement, Joseph Dion Goûté, d'avoir des moments de partage avec les autres invités. Les opérations de révision des listes électorales clôturées le 31 août dernier se sont déroulées conformément à la loi. Précision donnée ce jour à Yaoundé par le directeur général des élections. C'était au cours d'un point de presse. Le docteur Eric Essoussé a éclairé l'opinion publique nationale et internationale sur le déroulement de ce processus. Pour lui, cette opération est effectuée par une commission mixte et inclusive qui intègre l'ECAM, l'administration, les municipalités et les partis politiques. Le Cameroun, de concert avec la communauté internationale, observe ce 24 octobre la journée mondiale de lutte contre la poliomyélite. La célébration est placée sous le thème « Mission mondiale pour toucher chaque enfant ». Au Cameroun, le gouvernement, à travers le programme élargi de vaccination, a donné une conférence, a lancé une campagne de vaccination de riposte, une croisade qui cible les enfants de 0 à 5 ans. L'objectif est de stopper le variant de type 2, responsable de cette épidémie. Ce 24 octobre marque également la célébration mondiale de la 79e anniversaire de la création des Nations Unies. L'événement est placé sous le thème « Le pacte de l'avenir dans la dynamique de coopération Cameroun-ONU ». Au Cameroun, les manifestations se sont déroulées au ministère des Relations extérieures. Elles étaient co-présidées par le docteur Issa Sanogo, le représentant résident du système des Nations Unies au Cameroun, et le ministre des Relations extérieures, Bela Mbela. Sport, lancement officiel ce jour à Yaoundé du camp baptisé Africa Jump Foundation, un camp de formation dédié aux métiers du sport et de l'audiovisuel. La cérémonie relative était présidée par le ministre de l'Emploi et de la Formation professionnelle, Issa Tiroma Bakare. Une initiative de Françoise Mbango qui vise à promouvoir les talents des jeunes Camerounais. Ces nouvelles et bien d'autres seront développées au cours du journal Grand Format le 17-18.